Yeah, Kevin Whitelaw with U.S. News and World Report Magazine. Chairman Hoekstra, it's interesting to see your committee release this report. We really haven't seen reports like this from the intelligence community that have been public at all, the NCTC, you know, any of the other agencies that watch this. Is that something you've pushed for? If so, why haven't we seen any? If not, why not? And wouldn't we, the public, be served by hearing what they have learned in the forum that, you know, in other words, to hear their conclusions?
Absolutely. All right. I mean, some of you know, like, we've had some interesting fights with the intelligence community, like releasing, 48,000 boxes of Iranian documents. You know, the culture of the intelligence community is we are secret. What we do will stay in secret. So, you know, I can't force them to go. We can move them and ask them to move in that direction. And I would be more, I would be open to having them be more forthright in sharing information as well. But you know, until they move in that direction, the window that you get into the work that they do, at least right now, will come through the House Intelligence Committee. I'm willing to do that. I mean, we coordinate with them to make sure that there's no classified information in here, and so you know, I think on these issues, it is the more information that we can get out to generate good discussion and increase understanding of the complexity of these issues by the American people helps us. The better they understand intelligence. I mean, the thing that's frustrating is, you know, people say, well, why don't we know this about Iran, or why don't we know this about, you know, why didn't we know more about Iraq? People need to understand that intelligence is an art. It is not a science. You will never get all of the information that you need to have, and that as you are trying to get information, the other side is always going to be trying to give you bad information. They're going to be trying, you know, they will employ their deceptive techniques to try to get you looking in a different direction. Intelligence is an art, and policymakers too often look for them. Too often look to intelligence to give them the answer, so that they, if the policy that comes out is wrong, they can blame intelligence. Now, intelligence will never give you; it gives you a glimpse as to current situation, but it doesn't tell you what to do. The American people ought to know that.